Welcome back to the Sincerely Emma podcast. Today I want to talk about the power of prayer. Now, I know that this is a very controversial topic these days, but remember, this is my podcast, so I'll be sharing my thoughts. Opinions may vastly differ, and that's totally okay. Honestly, I think that so many people are afraid to pray because they think that they're like this magical formula that you have to follow. We tend to think, oh, well, if I don't pray in a certain way, God's not gonna hear my prayer. Rest assured, friends, God hears every prayer. I believe that praying is just, you know, talking to God and letting him know the desires of our hearts. God knows that sometimes our hearts are heavy. Therefore, I believe that God already is aware before we even are that our thoughts aren't going to be so kind all the time. Not only towards Him, but you know, about life in general. And obviously, that's perfectly okay, because I believe that God knows we live in a fallen world. I think it's very powerful when you go to God, not necessarily because you want something, but because you admit that you're scared about something. It's absolutely okay to admit that we're scared, because I believe God meets us right where we are. What I mean by that is, I think that when a person is brave enough to let God know that whatever they're going through is too much for them to deal with on their own, God says, okay, let me help you. I don't think it matters if you've been going through the same struggle for like 20 years. God just wants to help. That being said, it's not like God is going to answer every single prayer that we ever say. It's not like if we go to Him asking for $1 million, the clouds are just gonna open up and, you know, money is gonna rain down. Oftentimes, I feel like God gives us what we need and not necessarily what we want. God may never answer a specific prayer that we prayed. It may be several years before God answers a specific prayer that we have been praying. Or He could answer them, but not in the way that we expected. Sadly, because we live in a world that's full of evil, we've become desensitized to the idea of thoughts and prayers. Whenever a tragedy happens in our world, people just almost instantaneously will flock to social media and type out, oh, you know, my thoughts and prayers are with you, blah, blah, blah. To the people that say, you know, thoughts and prayers mean nothing, my response to that is, you're right, they do mean nothing if you just type the words into a box. If you honestly bow your head and ask God to bring peace and comfort to the people that are hurting, that's much more effective. I get super annoyed whenever I see people online asking for money. Not that I don't believe in helping people, but at the end of the day, I believe that no amount of money is ever going to be enough to return a situation back to the way it was. And unless you have like a large presence on social media, the reality is you're not gonna get the donations. When we all get to heaven someday, I don't think the first question that God is going to ask us will have anything to do with how much money we gave away. Instead, I believe that the first question God is going to ask us will have something to do with how we helped lead people to get to know Jesus. I'm a firm believer that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. It's important to remember that as followers of Jesus, we can't look down on people that don't follow him, because we have to remember that we were once there. People need to be reminded that God's love is greater than any circumstance. They need to know that God's love isn't something that you have to buy with money. They need to know that he is close to the brokenhearted. If you really think about it, yes, people may use things that are given to them after a tragedy. Like, say, for example, a tornado hits someone's house. People may donate old furniture. But a lot of the time when we feel like we're struggling, we just want to feel seen. We want someone to acknowledge that what we are experiencing is difficult. I think that the emotional impact of something is by far appreciated much more than the physical act of giving something away. Just knowing that someone else cares. I want to remind everyone that words have power. Whether positive or negative, they will impact life somehow. I'm someone who loves words of affirmation. I don't really care about receiving gifts. If someone takes the time to write me a nice note, my heart explodes instantly. I believe that we need to come alongside the people that are hurting and let people know what God says about them. I'm not saying that you should recite the entire Bible. You just have to remind people of God's goodness. I don't think that we as people have to launch into this big, elaborate conversation either. Even if you just say something simple like, "Hey, I know you're, you know, going through this hard time, but God's got you all the way." Once people realize how powerful God's word is, I feel like your perspective on life changes, because I believe that there's a certain peace that comes with knowing Jesus. You just know that everything is going to be okay. Our tongues are powerful, and I personally believe that there are two main questions that we as people should ask ourselves every time we speak. The first one being, you know, does what I'm about to say honor God and the plans that He has for me? The second question is what I'm about to say honoring to others? If the answer is no, then it probably means that you shouldn't say that. No one is perfect at it, but it's a good reminder. I believe in the power of prayer because I believe that God is always listening. And I believe that once our prayers reach God's ears, the possibilities are limitless. Thank you all so much for listening today. Until next time, sincerely, Emma.